Both the federal and state governments have attempted to ease the financial hardship of the restrictions on businesses during the coronavirus pandemic. Jeff Gosnier is vice president of Grotto Pizza. There's locations in Maryland, Delaware, and Pennsylvania. Have you been able to receive any financial assistance from either the state or federal government?
Yeah, we did. We applied for the PPP, the payroll protection loans, and we did receive some money for it. You know, one of the issues with that loan, and again, I'm very grateful that there was something that came out. It's definitely geared towards a lot of businesses, but not the restaurant business in the way that it's done. There's, you know, one of the parts of that is to keep full employment, is to bring people back and to have your same full-time equivalents when you started to when you end. But that just isn't realistic for us. When you have tipped employees and you have no dining room and no bar service, I can't in good conscience bring people back to make less money than they're doing just so we could take advantage of that loan program.
If this virus continues on, if we get, for instance, a second wave in which there might be further closures or further restrictions back to maybe where they were, can your A, business sustain that kind of lengthy impact, and B, what it would be the future for your business?
Well, can we sustain it? We are fortunate since we're a 60-year-old company. We have accumulated a good deal of resources that can help us sustain probably longer than a lot of businesses in the area. The one thing that we have been forced to do is to become very nimble as an organization, where we have had to make changes very quickly. And if we do get a second wave and we have restrictions that come back in again, we will work with them. And we will be able to very quickly change our business model back to what it is now, in order to go through if we had a second wave and we had to abide by that. We would be able to do it, but I don't know how long we could do it. I don't think that it's something that we could look at for a long-term period of time without having some grave impacts to our locations, how we are run. We have very large restaurants. If we didn't have dining or bar areas for too long, you know, we can't sustain those buildings. We can't sustain the overhead that...
By the way, do you think that there are other restaurants that may very well not be able to survive this?
Absolutely. I happen to be on the Delaware Restaurant Board, and we hear, especially our directors, hearing all the time about restaurants that just can't get back through this. They can't make it out of this. So it's usually some of the smaller places that just don't have the ability to sustain themselves financially. Either it may be new restaurants, it might be restaurants that are just hanging on. The margins in restaurants are so low when it comes to the operating profit that most people just don't have the resources to be able to sustain this. I think that when we are done just out of this first wave, it would not surprise me if we see 20 to 25%, maybe even up to 30, not survive this first phase. If it came again, I wouldn't even want to imagine how many would not survive it. I don't think until a vaccine or until a treatment for this or a vaccine comes in, that we will be back anywhere near the 100% capacity. And I think the longer that we can't get back there and can't achieve that goal, the worse it's going to be, obviously, financially for all businesses.
Jeff Gosnier, vice president of Grotto Pizza, on the impact of the coronavirus restrictions on the restaurant industry. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.